What did Mahoso do during his tenure that shows that he was for media freedom? And can a leopard change its spots?
So in this situation, what can be done? Because journalists are worried, everyone is worried about Mr. Mahoso coming back. What can be done?
I honestly do not understand how the commissioners could have allowed that situation to happen. But what it does is that all these commissions that are being set up are just window dressing, because the bottom line is that ZANU-PF continues and remains being in control. How can anybody who has lived in Zimbabwe for the past 10 years think that Mahoso would be suitable to be part of a reformed media? It's just a simple contradiction in terms.
What can the commissioners do? Because we understand the commissioners are really divided.
Well, I mean, I cannot really take it upon myself to say what should be done, because this will be for media practitioners to resolve. I would have a problem if I were a media practitioner to have to go back to the old days of Mahoso. I would have serious problems. And as someone who has seen how dogmatic Mahoso is, as he has given evidence in a number of cases I've handled, I know that he's not about to change the way he thinks.
How come then progressive commissioners did not walk out of this commission to say, look, we cannot be involved in this, when Mr. Mahoso was introduced? Would you have done the same thing?
The question that we should ask is whether we do have progressive commissioners, because as you rightly point out, if this was a position that some of them did not agree with, the proper thing to do would be to simply resign, because it's not worth being in a commission which is tainted by appointments such as this one. They didn't walk out and they are not resigning. I don't believe that we should call them progressive commissioners at all.